I hope you're not going to be disappointed, because we're not going to do a whole lot of preaching today. Although you're going to, I hope, leave with a prevailing thought and a desire to be open to where the Lord leads you. And although we do have some preachers sitting over there, they're not going to necessarily do that today, but I could see some of that in the future, right? So if Carolyn and Caleb would pass out some papers, and I hope you've got some of your little pencils here in front of your pews. I'd give you mine, but it's broken. I'm going to encourage you, because I'm a classroom teacher, to take notes, to jot down some names, to take notes as you're hearing some information today, because we're going to have a rather interactive service, okay? So I have enlisted some helpers, and I am very thankful, first of all, to most of the speech class, and then to others who have just joined in and said, yeah, I'll help, I'll read a part, and some that were kind of pulled into it. So I really appreciate them. But I want you to put your imagination caps on to start with today, and I want you to imagine the earth in great turmoil. I know the week of 9/11, we don't have to think and imagine very far. But I want you to think about society being plagued by many serious and deadly illnesses. Governments are out of control. Terrorism is rampant. Fear, suspicion, and greed are common. Where is she going with this? You don't have to use your imagination very much to consider that. But here's where your imagination comes in. We're a small group, as we are. And we're a small group of people who've joined together and decided to live as a self-supporting community, isolating ourselves from all external contact. Okay? Not highly recommended, but something we've chosen to do in light of how the world is living. We grow our own food, we take care of our sick, we teach our young, we do all other activities only among ourselves. Okay? Recently, we've decided to allow 4 new members into our isolated group. We have several applicants who are wanting to join this group. And so today, we're going to hear from these applicants and hear why, you know, hear something about them and hope that you will vote for them. And so what you're doing with your paper is keeping a little bit track of who really sounds like the best choice out of these, I believe we have 11, okay, that you're choosing. You only get to choose 4, okay? So if you guys would come on up here and just stand in a line up here, you might make it easier on me and the microphone if we do this. James Conrad, I'd like you to stand here, and then Henrietta Davis. And then we have Mary Donovan and Keeling Evans next to Mary Donovan, and then Jack Ingram next to King Ling. I don't know how that happened. Max Martin, you're right next to Jack Ingram. Zola Martin, okay, next to Zach, or Maria Martinez, Jerome Nicholas, Patrick Petrowski, and Sam Swartz. Okay, it's a good-looking bunch, right? Your choices are going to be difficult today. And I'm going to start the mic down here. We took the one off the pulpit. And what I'm going to have them do is share a little bit from their perspective about themselves. Okay? What they don't know is I'm going to share a little inside track, okay, about some things that are also known about them that they're not necessarily willing to share. Okay, just to make it a fair judgment call as you're choosing some of these people to join the group. Okay, are there any questions? Do we know what your job is? You're choosing how many, Logan? 4 out of these 11. Okay, so let's start with James Conrad. James, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I'm in my late 20s. I've been a leader of a small counterculture group whose slogan is, quote, peace and brotherhood. I have displayed great leadership ability. I enjoy caring for the sick, and it has been said that I have insights into medicine and am able to use natural remedies with success.
Okay. Into some healing. Small counter group. Here's some things James doesn't tell you. James really has had very little formal education. One member of his group was connected with a radical group that fought against political tyranny. Conrad advocates a non-constitutional form of government. He may have insights into medicine, but the American Medical Association is investigating charges of fraud as a result of faith healing. His interest and zeal in religion have led to several near riots. Oh, and he's frequently found at Joe's Tavern. Oh, no. Okay. Let's hear from Henrietta Davis.
I am 39 years old. I have been a social worker most of my life and am very skilled in human relations. I have a master's degree in counseling and have helped organize the County Disaster Relief Corps. I have extensive knowledge of edible wild plants. I believe that with my qualifications, I would be an asset to your community.
What Henrietta says about herself is true, but she is a victim of a terminal but non-contagious disease. You'll need to give careful thought about accepting Henrietta into your community. Mary Donovan.
Hi, I'm Mary Donovan. I have been a registered nurse in the Women's Army Corps with the rank of colonel. I have been co-chair person of a national centennial celebration, and I have composed poetry and music. I would very much like to be part of your community.
Thank you, Mary. Mary assumes command of most situations. She is an avid women's libber and is quite vocal about human rights. Then we have Keeling Evans.
I'm an immigrant who values freedom. I am experienced in diplomatic protocol, and I'm an excellent hostess. I am kind and show consideration to those around me.
Keeling was raised by poor but conscientious Adventist relatives. She's a beauty contest winner who uses her beauty to achieve her goals. She was just married to a recently divorced wealthy government official. And then there's Jack Ingram.
Hi, my name is Jack Ingram, and I'm a certified public accountant. I've been repeatedly elected to leadership positions in civil service and civil service organization, and I have great interest in United Fund campaigns.
United Fund campaigns. Jack is a snappy dresser. He's shrewd and self-centered. Rumor has it that he was involved in embezzlement, but was never formally charged. Just rumored. Max Martin.
Yes, I am Max Martin. I'm a West Point graduate. I am courageous and talented leader. I am highly educated and religious in nature and believe I would be an asset to your community. Thank you for your consideration.
Max participated in an abortive revolt against a government in the Middle East. He is a respected leader among those he stood for, even though he is an American. He has been accused of murder and is currently a fugitive. And then there's Zola Martin.
Hi, I'm Zola Martin. I'm the wife of Mr. Martin. I am an exotic beauty and have interest in culinary and gardening skills. I am an experienced veterinary assistant.
Zola does not equal her husband in education or culture. She's comfortable in the traditional role of housewife and is put off by feminism and the ERA movement. And then there's Jerome Nicholas.
I'm Jerome Nicholas. I am 35 years old and a pastoral leader of a large congregation in a mega church. I am a strong believer in moral living and strive to be the example my congregation expects. I am a true seeker, devout, and God-fearing.
Jerome is a wealthy church leader. He has great influence over his congregation. He is hesitant to take a stand on controversial issues and is sometimes slow to act on convictions because of how it might be received by his congregation. And then there's Patrick Petrowski.
I am Patrick Petrowski. I am a dock worker. I am strong and used to working long hours. I enjoy people and have a great sense of humor. I believe that Christianity is the sole solution to man's social dilemma.
Patrick is a loud, sometimes cowardly bully who has a quick temper. He is involved in human rights organization that supports violence if necessary. His best friend and confidant was arrested and tried for treason, as were many of his friends and associates. And then we'll end with Sam Swartz.
Hello, I'm Sam Swartz. I'm in my mid-20s, and I'm a bodybuilding enthusiast. I enjoy weightlifting and participate in bodybuilding competitions. I enjoy people and appreciate social interactions.
Sam is also a practical joker and a brawler. He is headstrong, stubborn, but courageous. He has been accused of both arson and murder, but nothing's been proven. Rumors are that he's quite friendly with the ladies. Did I skip you, Maria? I'm really sorry. Thank you. Maria, tell us a little about you, please.
I am young and beautiful and full of energy. I'm a hard worker when I put my mind to it. I'm good with people, and I'm told I am the life of the party.
Maria has some mental instability. She's quite emotional and rather outspoken. She claims to have given up prostitution, but verified instances indicate otherwise. Currently, she believes religion will offer escape. Did I miss anyone else? I'm sorry, Maria. As self-centered as you are, we just skipped right over you to teach a lesson. Okay, so we went through those pretty fast. Okay? So do you have any questions or any repeats that you'd like to hear about these 11 before we take a vote and choose our top four? Anything we can clarify? We don't know how long she has. We just know that it's terminal and non-contagious. I know. It'll be a loss, but that is one that you'll have to consider before. Is your own community. So whoever you pick is, like, we're very democratic. Saving yourselves from the chaos around you. Self-preservation. Yeah. So who up here could give you the most input and enhance your community? Okay. Do you feel ready to vote? Strength, hardworking. You had some people persons, but you also had some egotism.
Is there anybody with a good sense of humor?
Patrick did have a good sense of humor. Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do some voting. Let's see. All right. So let's start down here. Let's start up here where we started. So how many of you would like to invite James Conrad to be part of your community? You know what? Where were those pins going around? Can I borrow that? They all sound pretty good until I started talking about him. I only speak truth. Okay, so I'm gonna keep. I saw three. Hold up your hands again. Who wants to invite James Conrad? Four. Okay. How about Henrietta Davis? Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And be honest, because you know I can't keep track. Mary Donovan was the registered nurse. I'm sorry, Henrietta Davis. Going through all my social worker. Okay, Henrietta Davis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh, Henrietta, you're popular. Okay. Mary Donovan. Let me get back to my... All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven for Mary Donovan. Awesome. All right, how about Keeling? Keeling was the beauty pageant winner from the immigrant family. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, Keeling. And then there's Jack Ingram. You're upside down, Jack. a hedge fund operator, what else? A certified public accountant, leadership positions, one, two, three. Oh, Jack. Dude. Three. Okay. Max Martin. Max had some real positive qualities, but also had some struggles. Where are you, Max? Can't find you on here. Max was the West Point graduate. Courageous, talented, but a little... respected leader with those that he was working with, but he has been accused of murder, if you remember. Okay, so how many are choosing Max to be part of your community? One, two, three, three. Sorry, Max. And Zola, his wife. Melinda, who wants to keep them together or take them separately? Zola, his wife. Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, hang on. Up again. I think there's seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. All right, Zola. Oh, Max, you're going to be wifeless, I believe. And then we have Maria Martinez. Maria was the one that... full of energy, young, beautiful, but has some rumors of prostitution. Who's voting for Maria? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Well, we have a lot of sevens. Okay. Jerome Nicholas. Jerome was our megachurch leader. Okay, so who's voting for Jerome? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Wow, we got a lot of sevens. We're going to have a runoff. Okay, and then there's Patrick. Patrick is our dock worker. Works hard, but a little hot-tempered. So we have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. What's with the sevens? We're going to vote all day. That's what that's going to come down to. And lastly, our bodybuilding Sam Swartz. Oh, Sam, two votes. Okay. I'm sorry, Sam. Don't see great need for bodybuilders in the new community. I don't know. I don't know what that is. Okay, so we have a overall winner with Henrietta Davis. So Henrietta, if you'd stand over here, because there were 10 that voted for Henrietta, but we have a whole bunch of sevens. So let's have the seven step forward, and we're going to have to choose three from those who had seven votes. So it's Mary Donovan, Keeling, Zola. Well, they're really voting on the women. I'm liking this, okay? Maria, Jerome, and Patrick. So Jack, Max, James, and Sam, you guys are definitely out, so I want you to stand over there, okay? So we're choosing three from here, okay? So three from, so you need any reminders about who these people are before we vote on these? Why don't you, you can vote three times.
We vote three times?
Yes, to get an over, so why don't you remind us just briefly, where's the microphone? Who you are. Start with Patrick down here.
There
you go. You need him to repeat. The dock worker, he's also hothead, cowardly bully at times, is often in riots and organizations as such. So let's go ahead and vote on Patrick. I'm sorry?
I believe that Christianity is the sole solution to man's social dilemma.
You want to hear them all as a review before you vote? I mean, we're totally into democracy here. I mean, we want to be...
No, they just vote now.
Well, we get positive and negative him, and we only get positive. Yeah.
No, you're going to get them all, whatever you want to know. How many of you would like to ask Patrick to join your community?
Thanks, guys.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yes.
Okay. I see 10. Patrick. All right, Jerome Nicholas, why don't you remind us about who you are?
I am 35 years old and a pastoral leader of a large congregation in a megachurch. I am a strong believer in moral living and strive to be the example my congregation expects. I am a truth seeker, devout, and God-fearing.
Wealthy, influential, stands back when controversial issues come about, doesn't like to take a stand. Okay? How many would like Jerome to be part of the community? Remember, you can only vote three times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Jerome. Maria, remind us who you are.
I am young and beautiful and full of energy. I am a hard worker when I put my mind to it. I am good with people, and in told, I am the life of the party.
Mentally unstable, little prostitution rumors going on. How many would like to vote for Maria to be part of the community?
Wasn't there something about
with Maria? She currently believes religion will offer escape. Good memory.
Yeah,
it's you in my class. Yeah. So right now she's really into religious. Yeah. Okay. Vote again. 1, 2, 3, none of this, 4, 5. Okay, Maria gets 5. All right, Zola, sorry about your husband.
I'm Zola Martin, I am the wife of Mr. Martin. I'm an exotic beauty and have an interest in culinary and gardening skills. I am an experienced veterinary assistant.
Zola. She's not terribly educated or culturally in tune, comfortable with tradition as a housewife, but has some veterinarian skills. She's not a veterinarian, but she has some skills. Okay. So would like to vote Zola into your community? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ooh, Zola, you've won their hearts. Even separating you from your hubs. Keeling, tell us a little bit about who you are again.
Okay.
I'm
an immigrant who values freedom. I am experienced in diplomatic protocol, and I'm an excellent hostess. I am kind and show consideration to those around me.
And Keeling was one who likes to use her beauty to get forward, you know, to rise in the ranks. She was married to a recently divorced wealthy government official. Voting for Keeling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, Mary, remind us who you are.
Hi, I'm a registered nurse in the Women's Army with the rank of colonel. I co-chair centennial celebrations at the national level. I compose poetry and music, and I really want to be part of a community.
And Mary assumes command. She's bossy. She's an avid women's liber and quite vocal about equality. 1, 2, 3. All the women are voting. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, Mary got a surge. Okay, so Mary Donovan, you're in. Patrick Petrowski, even though you were bold and pushed forward, you're in. Yeah. And Zola Martin, you're in. Nice. Okay. So everyone else that is some seat in James Conrad. Stephen. I need you up front. The rest of you up here, and I want you to line up over here. These are the people that you did not accept into your community. And we have the four that you're willing to receive to fill out your community role. Now, interestingly, if you haven't guessed yet, that these characters do have a hidden identity. And they might be an identity that you're rather well acquainted with. Okay? So we're going to see who you didn't choose to be part of your community right off. All right? So Max, would you show us who you are? Max is really Moses that you did not choose to be part of your community. Okay, Maria, who are you? And it's kind of coming off there, so. Mary Magdalene. Jerome Nicholas. Nicodemus. Sam Swartz, any guesses? Samson, okay, and Keeling. Good guess, though. Esther, Jack Ingram, Jude. Hey, good choice. Yeah, I'm glad to see that one. James Conrad. Come on. Wow. And I do think it would be interesting, we're not going to take the time to do it, to go back and reread their profiles, but they're pretty spot on for what the outward view of who these people were, are. But let's see who you chose, okay? Could you let Jesus read his again? I will, but I'm going to read the backward. I feel really bad about that one, too. James, would you read your profile again so we can see what we missed out on? Which one?
In my late 20s, I have been a leader of a small counterculture group whose slogan is, quote, peace and brotherhood. I have displayed great leadership ability. I enjoy caring for the sick, and it has been said that I have insights into medicine, and I am able to use natural remedies with success.
It also was said that James really has had very little formal education. One member of his group was connected with a radical group that fought against political tyranny. I believe that was Petrowski over here. Mm-hmm. Conrad advocates a non-constitutional form of government. Little bit of a theocracy going on there. He may have insights into medicine, but the American Medical Association is investigating charges of fraud as a result of faith healing. His interest and zeal in religion have led to several near riots, and he's frequently found at Joe's Tavern. Okay. So let's see who you chose. All right. Zola Martin, who might you be? Zipporah was married here to Max or Moses. And we have Deborah. You were married, Donovan? Deborah, the good judge of the Old Testament. I was going to have him guess because you're a pretty easy one. Okay. Peter. Patrick Petrowski, that dock worker that's a little hot-headed. And Henrietta, who are you? Dorcas. And if you haven't read about Dorcas lately, because she's a little bit obscure. I don't know, maybe those of you back in my day, that's what community services was called. Yes. Do you remember that? Yes. You went to the Dorcas. Yes. And that's... So you made some pretty good choices, but I'm a little sad by what you missed out on. A little bit. Now, if you guys would just stand here, I want you to hold your names up because I want this in front of you for a second. Here's some thoughts just to leave with, okay? As you can see, it's really not about how we see ourselves or how other people see us. It's really what God can do with us. Yes. He is far more interested in your availability than your abilities. And 2 Corinthians 3:18 reads, "And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." I like this idea. It's sanctification, and it's a process, and we are all moving. That's what he asks us to do, is move in that direction. We're not necessarily in the same spot in our movement, but we are moving. God took a stutterer with a bad temper and transformed him into a deliverer. He took a woman with morality issues and self-esteem problems and transformed her into a disciple and a best friend. And he took a self-centered little boy who liked to yank his brother's chains and transformed him into a savior of Egypt. And he took an ignored shepherd boy and transformed him into a giant slayer and a king. And just to move that forward a little bit, I want to share a song with you that entertains that idea. It's by Ray Bolt. It's called A Shepherd Boy. And if you guys would like to sit down, you can.
You want to say amen?
Yes.
Thank you. Chip our heads with me. Father God, we are so grateful that you see us through your eyes and that you see us as we can be and not as we are. Even though you see us where we are, you have a place to take us, to prepare us, to transform us. And today I want us so much to leave here with the idea that you're seeking our hearts and you seek our willingness and the choice factor that you've placed in our care to choose to be open and available to you. So help us not to get so hung up on our abilities or the lack thereof, but on our availability and being open to allowing you to mold us and be clay in your hands. So please go with us into this week and help us to look for ways to be available to your calling. Amen.